Welcome to Champion Center Podcast. We believe that by continued listening, you can grow relationally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Listen in now on this worship experience already in progress.
Wow, 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 wow. Hello, 2018. Y'all are looking mighty good. It's like you had a holiday or something good happened. Are you excited about a new year? Okay, how about this? Are you glad to be alive in the new year? How about we say it another way? Are you believing for some great thing to happen in the new year? Come on, is anybody with me when I say that I don't want to settle where I am, I don't want to stay like I am, and I don't want, although life has been really, really good and really, really great, and I have a lot to be thankful for, I don't want to pretend or think as if there's not some great things that are ahead. There's great things in the past, and there's great things in the future. And I want to stay excited about it, amen? Okay, how about we don't high five? There's a lot of sickness going around. How about we fist pump somebody again? Like, do that right there. Hey, what's up? And you may be seated. Welcome to church. Welcome to the weekend. Thank you to everybody who blessed us in one way or another over Christmas. Your cards, your encouragement, everything that you do for us. We have the best church family on the whole planet, Champion Center. Some of the greatest people, really. I thank God for you, and today I was praying for people in different places and spaces throughout our church family, and even in groupings, you know, I was praying for people who serve in the parking lot and people who serve in the children's ministry and people who serve. Hey, our worship band is like another level, right? Praying for our worship teams and all of our teams and everybody who's involved. You're the ones who, with God's help, really make Champion Center what it is. And I thank God for you. Sheila and I are grateful. For our family, for our church family, and feel blessed to be able to have served you for over 30 years. You are the best, and we love you, and we thank God for you. And I want to welcome everybody who's joining us this weekend, whether you're here in Tacoma, whether you're joining us in Bellevue or at our online campus. If you live near one of our physical locations, I hope that you will come and be a part of a service and rub shoulders and interact and engage with the people of Champion Center. But if you're not able to be here, like some of you this weekend, or if you live elsewhere, I invite you to connect with us at our online campus. Our online campus team is a generous and awesome team of leaders and pastors who would love to connect with you. And believe it or not, it is a real connection that happens through our online team and our online campus. So we're just excited to serve you and excited to have the opportunity in whatever way, shape, or form that we can serve you. And I want to invite you tonight, this weekend, I want to invite you just to lean in and be present. Like, be here. Be all here. Leave everything else out there over the next little while, and let's be present. Look at your neighbor and say, be present. Say, be all here. Let's stay right through the service, all the way till dismissal, okay? Until we are officially dismissed. Let's stay through the service. How about you just tell somebody right now, just look at somebody and tell them, Pastor has something you need to hear. Pastor has something. Tell them, say, listen up. I'm talking to you. Okay, say with me, my heart's open. My mind's ready. Make me better, God. by your word. I receive it. I believe it. I won't be the same again. In Jesus' name. Psalm 45, verse 1. Psalm 45, verse 1. Psalm 45, verse 1 reads like this. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. So the psalmist is saying here that his tongue is like the pen of a, not just a writer, but a skillful writer. And the skillful writer that he would have been thinking about and referring to was someone that was known in that day as a scribe. And one of the main things that a scribe would do was scripting. So, for example, the words of a king would be scripted and then acted on. The words of a judge or a military leader would be scripted and then sent out and acted on. We know scripting as something that's used in, for example, theater or drama. We know it as something that an actor performs from on a stage or on camera. Scripting is also a term that is used for computer programming. And the program does what the script says to do. So the psalmist here is referring and saying that the tongue is like a pen that writes the script from which you live. He's saying that your words set the course of your life. So now go with me, and we're going to go to another in the New Testament, James chapter 3 and verse 5. It says that a small rudder on a huge ship is in the hands of a skilled, there's that word again, a skilled captain, sets a course in the face of the strongest winds. A word out of your mouth, everybody shout, my mouth. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything or destroy it. So we heard from the psalmist. Now we're hearing from another individual named James. And he's describing how a skilled captain steers a boat with a small rudder. And by doing that, he sets the course of a large ship. Even in strong winds, he says, if he effectively uses that small rudder. And then he's saying, and that's what the tongue is like. It's like a steering mechanism. It's like a rudder. It's like, for us, like the steering wheel of your car. It might be small compared to the rest of the car, but it determines the direction of the car. Your words are like a steering wheel. They are like a rudder. They are like the pen of a skilled writer. And I want to talk and begin a series, and I'm beginning it this weekend, called Scripting and Steering. Scripting and Steering. I'm so excited about this. Like, I've been thinking about this and processing this, and I couldn't wait for this weekend to begin. I'm so excited. I hope that you're really ready. I hope your heart is really open. I am crazy enough to believe that this word is going to impact and change people's lives. No matter how good you already are, I'm believing you're going to be better. Scripting and steering. So a lot of people who wonder why their lives are in the mess that they're in today, A lot of people that you know, a lot of people that even maybe are part of our church, they wonder why their life is in the place that it's in. And a lot of these people are people who have underestimated the power of their words. They said what came to mind. They spoke their feelings, expressed their negative emotions freely and carelessly. They even said things like, "I don't care. I don't care what you think. I don't care what anybody thinks. I just tell it like it is." But today their marriage is in shambles, or their family is full of strife, or they're always experiencing drama. And some of these people still refuse to believe that something as small as words could have written the script and created the chaos and created the drama and caused all of the damage that's happened in their lives. And what I want to say to you is that the sooner you can recognize the creative power of your words, the sooner you can script a better future for your life tomorrow. Your words are not just sounds. Your words are not equivalent to grunting something, although some of you are real good grunters. Your words are not just language and communication. Your words are creative. Your words are prophetic. Your words create the script that sets the course for your life. Is anyone hearing what I'm saying? Your tongue is writing the script for your future. For example, when you complain, then you're creating the future life of a complainer. Like when you complain, your future is lived out as the life of a person who complains. And by the way, let's define complaining. Complaining is talking about the things that you do not want rather than what you do want. When we complain, we're using our words to focus on things that are not what we really like or what we really want in our lives. And complaining is very common. The first complainer was Adam. First guy who ever lived. He was the first complainer. The second complainer was his wife, Eve. Adam complained about Eve, and Eve complained about the serpent or the devil. It's the devil's fault. Complaining has been around ever since. The people in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, they complained about Moses, and Moses complained about the people, and their complaining kept all of them out of the land of promise. Are you hanging with me right now? Complaining doesn't make anything better. Nothing. I'm going to say that again. Complaining doesn't make anything better. Absolutely nothing gets better by complaining. Now, some of you might think, well, it doesn't hurt anything either. But the truth is that complaining will have a negative effect on your life and your future. Complaining will create a different future than you would have if you stopped complaining. So complainers create a future. Let me back up a minute. Let me give it to you like this. Four things that complaining causes in the future. Because some of y'all might need it really bulleted here, all right? Four things that complaining causes in the future. Number one, complaining creates a future where their own, complainers create a future where their own focus is on what they don't like. So when a complainer is complaining, they are drawing in their focus to focus on all the things they don't like. And they're creating that kind of focus in their life, not just for today, but for tomorrow. The second thing that happens is that complainers assume, this is a good one, complainers assume that by complaining, they're actually doing something. Hello. Which then causes them to do a lot of nothing. And they become the least productive people in society. Hello. You know I'm telling you the truth. When you complain, it like you feel like you've actually contributed something. You've evaluated something. You've done something. And that's why a lot of people, they complain and they don't do nothing. They just complain. Because it gives you the false impression that you've actually done something. But you haven't done anything meaningful. And you haven't done anything helpful. In fact, if anything, you have potentially made matters worse. Man, it's really quiet. I like it when it gets quiet. Thirdly, complainers create a future where the only people who want to be around them is other complainers. If you're looking around you and you got a lot of complainers around you, well, hello, go look in the mirror. They might be really comfortable in your company. And number four, complainers create a world not even they want to be in. Like, nothing's right. It just gets worse and worse. And everything's going to hell in a handbasket. And everything's wrong. And they don't like their life. And that's what happens when you go down the pathway of complaining. So now back up with everything I'm sharing and what I'm trying to teach you this weekend. And let's ask ourselves the question, how did they get there? How did they get to that place I just described? Four things I gave you. How do people actually get there? They get there by complaining. They get to this place where they're focused on what they don't like. They accomplish less than most people. And the only people who want to be around them are other complainers, and they don't like their own life. They get there because they complain their way there. I love the story that the construction worker who was hired to a new crew, and he would do the very same thing every day, and the new people around him didn't know him very well, but at lunchtime he would open up his lunch basket and he would pull out his sandwich and unwrap it, and then he would say, "Tuna fish again? I hate tuna fish. Can't stand tuna fish." And then he would go on and on, and he'd eat his sandwich. And finally, after a few days of this, all the new guys that were around him in the crew and the new people around him said something to him when he did that at lunch one day. One of them spoke up and said, "Man, why are you doing this every single day? Like, tell your wife you want something different for lunch." And he looked at him and said, "What do you mean, tell my wife? I fix my own lunch." Talk to me, somebody. Come on, talk to me. Hello. Hello. We have a saying around our house that I've been saying all of our, at least as long as Jody's been around growing up, and that saying is, don't complain about what you allow. Don't complain about what you allow. Don't complain about what you allow. I love this quote. It goes like this. It says, if you don't like something, change it. And if you can't change it, change your attitude. But don't complain. Like somebody might would say something like, my boyfriend treats me like dirt. So my message for you this weekend is, don't complain, get rid of the boyfriend. Well, nobody will give me a job. Don't complain. Make yourself so valuable that people are waiting in line to hire you. Well, we have jobs, but we never seem to have enough money. Don't complain. Go to Financial Peace University. And do exactly what you learn. Well, we don't have any friends at church. Don't complain. Go to Growth Track. Join a team. Start to serve other people. And you'll have all kinds of friends. Stop complaining. Pastor, I thought you were going to make me feel good this weekend. I'm here to help you. And you're going to leave here better if your heart's open. So everybody say scripting. Scripting. Say it again. Say scripting. Scripting. One more time. Say scripting. Scripting. Let's imagine that you decide today that you're going to eliminate complaining from your life. Let's just say that you take this really to heart and you create a way, like to remind yourself every time you start to complain not to. Like, you know, you could put a rubber band around your wrist when you go home tonight. And every time you start to complain, you could pull that thing back and put a little pain in your wrist. Or you could hit your forehead. And if once is not enough, you could hit your forehead 5 times. Like, let's imagine you really take this to heart and you say, he's got me, he got my number, God's talking to me, and I don't want the future of a complainer. Maybe you're not into pain. You could just, you know, go through the labor of changing your watch from one wrist to the next every time you complain. Like, my point is, what if you take it really serious and you start to stop the complaining? What do you think will happen? Just humor me a minute. Imagine with me that you are right now complaining 50 times a day. You don't even notice it, but you are. And you decide, devil, not today. No, not today. Not in my life. I know everything Pastor's saying is true. It's time to make a change. 2018 is going to be a better year in my life. I got to stop complaining. So if you imagine with me now and that you're doing that, here's what is likely to happen. Okay? Less complaining will create an emptiness in your conversation. You won't have anything to say. Like at the moment where you would normally, nothing is there. Right? Which will cause you, stay with me, to start searching for something to say other than complaining. This is what we are calling scripting. Scripting. Come on. Are you with me so far? Boy, this. I want to show you a picture, a graphic on the screen. I want you to have a look at it if you would. And it starts with source. And then it goes to script. And then it goes to story. And I want you to, I'm going to walk you through this. I'm going to try to keep this as helpful as I can for you. But in the absence of complaining, leave that up there for just a minute, guys, and let people take pictures or whatever they want to of it. In the absence of complaining, your tongue, like a pen in the hands of a skillful writer, starts to script new phrases. Not complaining literally opens the door for better comments and better conversations. Things that you wouldn't have naturally, habitually said before, now that you are shutting off the old script, the normal, natural thing that flows out of you, you're now coming up with new scripting. And your complaining is beginning to be replaced with conversation that's helpful to you and to others. I'm talking about why your words change your life and your future. Instead of griping and complaining, you show consideration. You have a comment that's more empathetic. You find something even woo-hoo to compliment. Which means you're now helpful to yourself and to others. And I'm going to show you some big scriptures in the weeks to come, but this is, boy, the Bible is really direct and tells us that we are here to encourage others and to build other people up. Build yourself up. Build other people. That is Bible, 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 inside and outside. But when you start to shut off, rubber band, whatever you need to do, go drastic measures. I don't care. Slap yourself 10 times. When you start to stop complaining, you will create a void that then allows you to become the script writer of your own future story. Are you with me? You're beginning to write a better script. A script that's healthier. It's full of spiritual vitamins. The script starts to make the story of your life better. Proverbs says in chapter 16 and verse 24, says, kind words are like honey. Sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Scripting, 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 scripting. Now, if you looked at the graphic, and we'll put it up again for you, Psalm 45 and 1, I want to go back in the last few moments here of my message. I want to go back to what the psalmist says. I want you to really notice it. My heart is stirred by a noble theme. And I want to ask you a question. What's your heart stirred by today? What's the theme of your heart right now? So you have to be careful what you get stirred up about, because it leads to what you will talk about, which then leads to the story of your life. Which is why Proverbs 4 and 23 has such a strong warning to it. Above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. Guard your heart. Everybody say self. Guard your heart. How many of you know it's not somebody else's business to guard your heart? It's not somebody else's business to make sure you don't get offended. Hello? It's not somebody else's business to make sure that you don't get your feelings hurt or you don't get angry. Are you hearing me? Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Why? Because out of it flows your story. And how does your story flow? Well, it flows out of your mouth, and your mouth is a pen that writes the next chapters of your life and your future. I love the way the psalmist says, my heart is stirred by a noble theme. Now, he's not perfect, guys. He had bad days. But he's telling us something here about the ability to have noble themes in your heart. Not a negative theme, but a noble theme. It's not a life is terrible theme that he's got in his heart. It's not a I've been treated wrong theme. I don't trust anybody theme. My life is harder than yours theme. And I want to ask you, what's your theme? And the reason that this is so important is because whatever's in your heart is coming out of your mouth, and it's creating the story of your life. The word noble means something very good. Excellent. So he's literally saying, my heart is stirred by something very good. My heart is stirred by things that are excellent. Put it on the screen one more time. Source is what? Your heart. Our hearts are full of something, stirred by something, focused on something. Heart leads to scripting. And scripting leads to story. And then story goes back, and this is a never-ending. You don't do this one time. Oh, we're doing this in January 28th. No, you do this the rest of your life. You start to understand that when wrong stuff gets in, the source is my heart. When wrong stuff is in my heart, I gotta rely on my tongue to rewrite. Come on, I gotta rewrite something. Okay. I'm gonna take a couple more minutes here. When you read other writings of the psalmist, for example, you're gonna see how he does this, how he scripts his future. I'm gonna give you a few examples. Here's some things he said. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What's he doing? Scripting. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. He's scripting goodness. And what are you scripting? What are you scripting for 2018? I get up and I say, best year ever. And a lot of people are like, you shouldn't say things like this. No, I should. And you should too. You should script with your tongue the things that you want to see happen, not what you don't want to see happen. The psalmist said things like this. He said, I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. An olive tree, that was a visual he had, like a big, plump, fat, flourishing, healthy olive tree. I don't know, maybe he's looking out a window and he's writing it. I'm like an olive tree. I'm what? I'm flourishing. I'm not dying. I'm flourishing. What's he doing? He's scripting. He's scripting tomorrow. He's scripting next week. He's scripting next year, right? He said, I rejoice with those who said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. He didn't say his praise will be in my mouth until I get mad at somebody, until I get laid off of my job. No. He's like, on the good day, on the bad day, on the mountain, in the valley, I'll never stop. I will never stop thanking God for his favor and his goodness and his blessing. It will always be in my mouth. Always be in my mouth. Scripting. Somebody shout scripting. Say it again, scripting. Say my tongue. My tongue is scripting my future. So let me just tell everyone You might have come into this new year with things that are in your heart that you're carrying over from the past, like bad experiences or disappointments or setbacks. And you, in all probability, could be talking and living from that script. Because that script is what is in your heart. That's the theme. Somebody did me wrong. It wasn't right. You don't know what I've been through. And I'd talk to you 5 minutes and that's what would come out. Boom. This is what I've been through. This is what I go through. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what people just talk that way. You don't know what it's like to be a woman. You don't know what it's like to be without a job. You don't know what it's like to be 82. You know what it's like to be 14. You know, that's my theme. I'm trying to help you. Because a lot of people are talking and living from a script. And that script is not going to give you the future that you want or that God wants for you. And I'm going to pray with you and for you in just a few minutes. But I want to just tell you, you cannot rewrite your history, but you can re-script your destiny. You can re-script your destiny. I said you can re-script your destiny. Oh, come on. I think somebody ought to thank God. Ought to believe with me. Hang on a minute. Right here. If you're brave enough, touch your lip. Touch your tongue. Don't touch anybody else after you do that. But I want you to understand the pen. The King James Version, I think it is, says that my tongue is like the pen of a ready writer. I like that version too. It's like not just skillful, but I'm ready. Like, I got this, pastor, and boom, here I go. Here I go. Thank you, God, for that. Here I go. I'm going to get up tomorrow. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to say this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to realize that I'm making my own sandwich. And I'm going to stop complaining about what I have in my life. Come on, I'm going to be. All right, amen. If you receive the word, just raise your hands up in the air. God, I thank you for this night. I thank you for every person who is here. God, I thank you that your word never returns void. And we proclaim and we boldly declare the power of our own words to create the future, the plan that you have for us. I pray courage on every person. I pray strength on every woman. I pray tenacity on every man. I pray that every household that's here who has allowed themselves to say things that are bringing them down, that this weekend would be the beginning of new verbiage, new scripting. God, help us right now to realize that we cannot go back, but we can go forward. We cannot rewrite the history, but we can re-script our destiny. Our tongues are powerful. Our words are powerful. And I thank you for the ability that you've given us, God, to be able to speak life and to speak hope. And we commit ourselves this weekend to be conveyors of hope and confidence and faith with the words of our mouth, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for listening today. We hope that you enjoyed today's teaching. If you'd like to help support this podcast, give today and help spread messages all over the world. Download our app and select give or go to cc.church/give. Thanks and have a great week.